Chapter 4 Saturday night was the party. I wore a green cotton skirt and a white shirt. Very simple, as Mom said, but she gave me an old necklace she had, which was a silver heart and a silver violet hanging on a chain. I had some new pumps for school, black patent leather. They had 1.5-inch heels. When I came downstairs to be driven to the party, Daddy wondered where my Mary Janes were, and before I could even answer, Mom said, "She outgrew those." Daddy looked surprised. Since I am now at least an inch taller than Mom, I think the reason for his surprise must be that he's so tall, he can't tell the difference between us from way up there. The Goldman twins had invited the whole 8th grade class. We were about to be freshmen at the high school, so this was our last party with just us. I got there the same time as Larry Schnuck, who was wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and boots. The other boys had on regular button-downs, except for Billy Russell and Sergio Garcia, who were wearing cowboy shirts that my dad would have liked. The girls all looked less simple than I did. Linda A. had a tight skirt, black, which made me realize that green is a really boring color for a party. Alexis and Barbie had gone into their mother's and aunt's closets and come up with dresses from the 1940s. Alexis's was dark blue, with buttons down the front and short sleeves. The sleeves, the collar, and the pockets were trimmed with white, and she had found a pair of short white gloves. Barbie was wearing a shiny gray dress, with a wide belt and a huge skirt, and under that was about 10 acres of petticoat. She had on a small white hat pinned over her bun. They looked both fun and beautiful, and I missed them already. Barbie kissed me on the cheek and said she loved my necklace. Stella and Gloria were very up-to-date. Gloria was wearing a nice sleeveless dress in beige and gray. The beige top came straight across and then angled down toward the waist, and then the gray skirt flared out.